Everybody knows this one. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
Glory to the name.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Glory to the
name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is strong high tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Holy to the name of the Lord. Holy to the name of the Lord. Holy to the name of the Lord Most High. Holy to the name of the Lord. Holy to the name of the Lord. Holy to the name of the Lord Most High.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 96.
Thank you, Lord.
This is a new one. You guys promised me you would learn it. So I hope you guys have learned it by now.
Tears of love. Praise God. Amen.
Give unto the Lord all ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. An offering and come into his courts. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Let the sea roar with the fullness thereof. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Bring an offering and come into his courts. For the Lord is great, you're great, and greatly to be praised. Come on, sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Come on, bring an offering and come into his courts. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We're the offering.
We are the offering. Right.
Holy is the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Welcome to clap.
Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. As we bow before your throne, majesty and honor to you alone. Majesty and honor to you alone. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Sweet Lamb of God, the chosen one. Our lives we gladly lay before your throne. Our lives we gladly lay before your throne. No longer will we give our hearts to the things of this world. For a debt our love we will offer to you. We look for the day when every knee will bow. We will join with the angels around your throne. We will sing. Holy is the Lord. 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 As we bow before your throne, majesty and honor to you alone. Majesty and honor to you alone. Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord. Holy Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
A little song I used to sing in Sunday school.
Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are.
brighter than the morning star. You're better, much better than the lilies that grow by the wayside. Precious, more precious than gold. You're like the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star. You are everything my heart desires. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Precious, more precious than gold. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Brighter than the morning star. You're better, much better than the lilies that grow by the wayside. Precious, more precious than gold. You're like the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star. You are everything my heart desires. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Precious, more precious than ourselves, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Come on. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's just lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let's just lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let's just lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Oh, we worship You, Lord. Spirit and truth, Lord, be glorified, Lord. We worship Your holy name, Lord. There is none like You, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Worship Him, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Christ the Lord.
walk with you day and night. So come, my children, oh, lift your voices and sing the praises to your Lord. For I inhabit all your praises, and I shower my love. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. You paid from the cross to the grave,
from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on
peace I give you, not peace as the world gives you, but peace as I give you. Come and gather in, for here you will find peace in my presence. It's in my presence, my children. It's where I wash you. It's where I clean you. It's where I mend you. It's where I mold you and make you. It's in my presence. Come. Come one, come all. For I am here.
Every knee
shall bow,
every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are Lord.
You are Lord.
Risen from the dead, and you are Lord, you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue confess.
none like you. None, nothing like you. Praise Jesus.
There's a healing hand of the Lord upon us, and He wants us to lay, as it bring a sacrifice to Him. He wants us to lay our differences with someone else. Maybe someone has said words that hurt you, and maybe you tried to apologize and they wouldn't receive it. We need to picture Jesus on the cross and all His pain and agony, and the people standing there wagging their heads, cursing Him. And yet, through all of that, He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right now, Lord Jesus, I'd like to just, each one of us, lay on the altar aught we have against anyone. Whether it was our fault or their fault, it doesn't matter. Lord, You come to heal us and make us whole, and we need to give it up. Give up, Lord. We give up whatever someone has said or done to us right now, in Jesus' name.
It's not worth having
Just let it go. Just give it over to Jesus. Every burden, it was spoken this morning. That we need to give our burdens to the Lord. And I just thank You, Lord, right now. Maybe you've been in a church, and maybe you've had a bad experience. We break those powers now in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank You for it. I just thank You that You're going to bless us. Lord, maybe you've seen Christians do things that weren't right, and you looked at them. Don't look at them. Look at Jesus. Don't make the mistake of looking at flesh. As Mike was talking about, the potter has power over the clay. We can't look at man. Man will fail, but God never fails. We need to look at our Redeemer, Jesus. Always come to Him. Lord, this morning, as we say this, let us pray together. Our Father, whom art in heaven. Say it with me. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise You, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I believe that hearts were touched. Every time I go through that, it's a release for me because I'm human and I have the tendency of people bugging me and then I have a hard time getting loose from it. You don't have to raise your hands, but those things happen to us. The children have something they want to do. Where's my children leader? Right here. Praise the Lord.
Last Sunday, the children that were here made cards, and they want to present them to you.
They also presented a tape to you.
The Golden City.
Thank you.
They're going to be studying that in Sunday school today.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The children made cards for Cliff. We had a memorial service last Sunday for his wife. She graduated, went on to see Jesus, and so we had a celebration last Sunday if he wasn't here. Graduation time to go on. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Anybody got something that the Lord has done you want to testify? Yeah. Mike?
She took it.
Sorry.
You want to take it back there?
Last week, Pastor Bud and Sandy and a bunch of the women here prayed for my daughter Annette. for the first time in 3 years, she's able to go back to work in her nursing job. She has no more chest pains. And she loves her job. And she's going higher and higher, and she thought that she couldn't go back because she's very intelligent, but she had herself laid, she had such a complex, and I think you prayed for that. And she's so happy, and we're so happy because we see her as a different person. And oh, we had to come to this, she had to come to this church and get prayed for, and I just praise God for that.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. The word, this is truth, okay? And it says the truth will set you free. It doesn't say anything else will set you free, the truth. And the truth is like a two-edged sword. It cuts to the marrow and the bone. And what that means, two-edged, it cuts into the realm of the flesh. It also cuts into the realm of the spirit. If you have a spiritual problem, you whack it. You bind it, you loose the people from it. You get the devils out. And then when the heart and the flesh needs healing, then the sword is there. And it's like he's the great physician, and he heals our hearts and our lives. If we got a disease, we need to come against cancer as a spirit. So you come against cancer in the spirit realm because he gave us power over devils first. It's a spirit. We curse that. And then we get in the natural realm and then ask for the Lord to heal what the enemy has tried to destroy. Amen? Something about Satan that you need to understand is he can't create, so he imitates.
That's right.
He's an imitator. Right. And also, he can't make things happen, so another way he can't create, so he has to recruit. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a maker. He's a stealer. He's a thief. John 10:10 says, Jesus said, I come to give you life and more abundantly, but he says the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Right. Destroy your life, destroy your wife, destroy your husband, destroy whatever he can do, your finances. So we got power. We got the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'll send you power. Mm-hmm. And we got power over the enemy. But we don't have power unless we speak it. It isn't going to happen unless you begin to speak to that mountain and say, get.
Right.
You know, I keep bringing it up. We don't have flu in our house anymore. Why not? Because I don't need it. And so I have to speak to that mountain and say, you're not getting in Jesus' name. And if it happens to get in, then you go to war against it right then, right now. The old saying, rat now. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to talk about God's will. Is there somebody else? Yeah. Yes.
I got a banner. It says, the Lord is my banner.
Yes.
Jehovah Nissi. He's our conqueror, our, he gets after the enemy.
Yeah. Amen.
I read in Exodus, that, you know, when Moses was on top of the hill and he held the rod.
Mm-hmm.
As the rod of God, the authority.
Man.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Don't conk out on us now. No, get it out.
It's God, and I got to speak it. Whoa. Just wait a minute. Oh. Okay. So he had his arm up. He got tired. The flesh. He started, and when he went down like this, the enemy, they started winning. So when he had his arm up, praising, this is what I see, praising the Lord through all our circumstances, situations, trials, tribulations, that if we get discouraged, and we put our hands down, and we quit, discouragement, fear, all that stuff tries to take over us. So we need to come against it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Even in the church,
amen.
All churches. So we need each other. Raise our hands up.
Amen.
Pray for each other.
Amen.
Encourage
yes.
each other.
Oh. Amen.
And when someone comes on your heart, you pray for them because they need your prayers right that
amen. Amen.
Phew. And speaking of prayers, Lord, put on my heart to get Amy a card. And come to me, sign it, encourage her.
Amen.
We lift her up, pray for her.
Amy, if you don't know, Amy is Pam's daughter. and she's in Israel right now. And how many knows Israel's got spirits too? Okay, so when you're a Christian out in the field, there's a war going on. Wherever you go, there's a war. Lord, I right now, as we talk about lifting hands, I bind every spirit that's not of you right now, and I bind all flesh. The blood of Jesus wash over us. Earlier, we was kind of singing in the spirit, and a lady over here, Mary Lou, she sang in the spirit. You heard her singing these words you didn't understand, and then pretty soon she sang in the natural. It says, what is it then? We'll pray in the spirit. We'll pray in the natural also. We'll sing in the spirit. We'll sing in the natural also. It says for everyone to bring a song or a psalm or a spiritual song into the church. And so that's what was going on this morning. If you've never heard that, that's what was happening. Hallelujah. I love for the Holy Spirit to have His way here. Kathleen.
Yesterday, I had the Lord tell me to do something that I really didn't want to do. I argued, and I didn't want to go. And you know, He spoke to me, and He said, you know, the things that you least want to do is what I want you to do. And when I went and took food to some people, the Lord totally set them free.
Praise the Lord.
And you know, sometimes we pray for people, we minister for so many years, and all of a sudden we see those walls fall, and we see them totally healed. And I was so blessed beyond measure. And the Lord quickened to me that she had put out a fleece that I would come in 2 days. And the Lord sent me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's amazing what God can do. But He's not going to do it unless we get in the fray. It's like it's a slugfest. But see, you're not by yourself. The devil, he's got his cohorts, but we got two good angels forever, bad one. Okay? And you got only one old devil that can only be one place at one time. You got God who's omnipresent, omnipotent. You got the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You got at least two angels with you and you. That's six against one. You get the idea, don't you? Praise the Lord. Yes.
Mission too is to cause discord amongst the brethren.
Amen.
And last week he came in like a flood. You know, and I said, Lord, give me a word. And he said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near.
Man.
And I said, devil, you're not going to have control of this. We're going to take control.
Man.
No weapon that's formed against us will prosper. And
praise the Lord.
I went over and prayed for the sister and it was just such a warm blessing. It was just such a blessing to see the healing when you do that.
Yep.
The healing that just spread, and it spread upon several. The healing just spread. I just thank the Lord for His faithfulness.
Amen. Amen. You got something? Yeah, I think so. He may have to turn you up. Go ahead.
Wow. That's crispy. The Word of God says that in Revelations, it says that we'll look upon Satan at the end of time. We'll look upon him and we'll say, this is the one that deceived the nations?
This, yes. This, amen, amen.
This wimp?
This morning what I wanted, the lesson he's given me, and we can get some more reports as we go along, is about what is God's will. You know, and it says in there, I will. Okay. And the first time he says, I will, was in Genesis. And what he said was, I will give man a helpmate to help him. Aren't all you guys glad of that? Okay. I will. That was his will. That was the first one. I will. He formed the heavens and earth. He did all that. But his first will was to give a helpmate. And so sometimes we may have our times, but still, God didn't make Adam and Steve.
No.
He made Adam and Eve.
Glory.
And it's a no-brainer to figure out it takes a man and a woman to have children. Amen. It ain't two men and two women, and you know, the world is trying to sell us on an idea that's completely wrong. Men together can't do anything, and women together can't. He created us as a family. He's very family orientated, and so I just wanted to bring that up. And in Genesis, what that will is, it's pleased with, satisfy, accomplish, set affection, approval, accept, able, accomplish, enjoy, pardon, pleased, desire, and forbear and do good. That's what that means when he says in there in Genesis when he said he's going to make woman. I will. That's my will for man. Hallelujah. I'm glad of it. Mike said he's had a wife for 13 years and I've had one for 47 years. It's over half my life. Somebody the other day says, well, how did this happen? I said, I was a child bride. Also, people said, yeah, you got to get them young. You know, there used to be a song that was popular in our day, and it was, man chases a woman until she catches him. She had her sights on me a long time before I had mine on her. Hallelujah. But it's worked out. I want to go to Matthew 6. Yeah, I'm digging myself deep here.
How big's your foot, bud?
Gotta be careful. That's one thing 47 years will teach you. You know you can't tune in when you're broadcasting. Hallelujah. Many times when I pray for people, I tell them to be quiet, because if they're praying and I'm praying, how are they going to receive? And if you're praying for somebody, they can pray in tongues for 24 hours or whatever they're going to do, but when you're praying for them, have them be quiet so that the two of you can agree and it will come into them. Hallelujah. It's just something that I've learned. Where are we going in Matthew chapter 6? Verse 10. This is red stuff here. Okay, in verse 10, we said this morning, the Lord's Prayer. Mm-hmm. And verse 10, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, I think the reason in the King James says in earth, what are we made of?
Earth.
In earth yeah. As it is in heaven. Okay, does it make, you get it? Okay, and so the word will, in this instance, is to look closely at, to receive, visit, behold, desire, pleasure, will. So what he's saying there, didn't Jesus say that the kingdom is at hand? And one of the things he said, I got off somehow. One of the things he said was, how do we know the kingdom was here? He said, when devils are cast out,
that's right.
Then you know the kingdom is here.
Right.
That's one of the signs and wonders of God, that the devils are cast out.
Amen.
And most of the church is ignorant to that. You know, that who do you suppose is whacking on you? It isn't Jesus, I guarantee you. It's not him, never has been. It's the enemy. So these spirits are hanging around. I remember James Robinson, he's a longtime Baptist preacher on TV. Said, you want to see devils in the church, go in there and tell them, this church is full of devils. And they'll go, there's none here. You'll see a manifest right in front of your eyes. I'm not talking about possessed. Let me give you a little story about that. The guy in the Gadarenes that was possessed had some 2,000 or 3,000 devils. Okay, that'd make you pretty racy, cutting yourself with the rocks and breaking chains and running around in the tombs. But what if you only had one? Okay, one guy's got 3,000 and one guy's got one. If you were less 2,999, you wouldn't be quite as goofy as a guy with one. I think you get the math. See, that guy was possessed. Sure he wasn't. And a devil can't possess a Christian. Where are they going to work? They're going to work in their flesh.
Right.
They're going to make you sick and ill and do all kinds of stuff. Work in your mind and get your mind screwed up.
Right.
The war is between these two ears.
Yeah.
They haven't figured that out. See, the soul of man is not converted. That's why we need the washing of the Word. You start having trouble, get the Word out. Get your sword out. Tell the devil to take a hike. Okay. Then I want to go to 7 and 9. Chapter 7, we're right there. And this is the word will again. Or what man is there of you, whom if a son asks for bread, he will give him a stone? Ask for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. All right? This will is I will. I will come to church today, or I won't. It was my choice. I could still be laying in bed or... Huh? See, it's by our will. So what I'm talking about is God's will. Yes? Oh. Mary Lou, you're close by there. We got a headache going there, so... Father, I bind up that power in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit, you get out of here right now. You have no place in here. The power of the blood of Jesus is here, and you're defeated. You're a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Now, I want to go on to chapter 8. Yeah.
And, well, you said it's 7 and 9. I got a little here one morning. God asked me to, I mean, he asked me this one, he asked me a question, you know, just ask and you'll see.
Or asking it will be given, and seeking you will find. And the question he says, what do you expect to see on the other side of the door? That's the question he asked me.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and it really made me stop and think about asking. What are you asking for? What do you expect when you knock to find there?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You got to be tough. You start getting the sniffles, you know, and the TV's telling you you're going to drink it all, swallow it all, do it all, you know, because this stuff is coming at you. We got the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You need to swallow this gospel, and that thing's got to take a hike. And I said, like I said, even if it comes, do you resist it? Don't lay back and say, oh, I'm going to be in bed for a week. If you do, you will. Say, no, I won't receive this. Get out. Get out of my house. Get out of my wife. Get out of my life. Just keep praying. And sometimes it's a miracle is instant, but healing begins. Every time we pray, there's something going on in the heavenlies.
Amen.
I had a man come by my house the other day, and he said that here lately that he'd had some requests, and every one of them was being answered. Well, what's that about? It's God showing him that he's alive. It's real. This is no joke. Okay, 8:3. We're going to get into a little bit different meaning of will. Let's start with 8:1. When he's come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, the word will there is to determine an act, impulse, consideration, gladly, to delight in, desire, intent, which is love, please, be, will, have. It's all considered in there. And so Jesus said, I won't do anything unless I see the Father do it. And I won't say anything unless he tells me to say it. And immediately, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are three persons, but it's one God. So they're always in the same mind, the same accord, all the time. So when that leper came, it was illegal, really, for him to touch him. But with God, it wasn't illegal because God came to set us free. And so he knew the will of the Father, and so he was doing his will when he said, I will. He didn't have to get on the royal telephone and wonder what God, the Father, was up to see if he wanted to do this or not. There wasn't any conversation. Immediately says, I know my Father, because he said in John, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Yeah. And Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and then we'll be satisfied. He says, how long have I been with you? If you'd known me and seen me, you have seen the Father. He is the Father image on earth. And many women have trouble with the Father image, especially